The Pleiadians also discovered traces in the grass of the airfield where four other ships of the same type had landed. No traces of combustion were found, but the remains of electrical radiated energies were discovered. The ships appeared to have a diameter of less than 4 meters. Their landing gear must have slipped out of control because there was no trace of them. These craft were surely surrounded with protective screens. They are no longer in the earthly area, but this does not mean that they will not return. Jai's intelligence's triangular delta-shaped craft. In November of 1976, a delta-shaped craft hovered directly over Mayara TMS house for about 20 minutes. It had gaudy beams of light in the front and the rear had a colorless beam of light. People inside the house became dizzy and had to run away. The delta-shaped craft could only have been with the Jai's intelligences. They took advantage of the Pleiadiana TMS absence to become active again. They still have enough remaining forces to cause great intrigues to be plotted. So, Mayer is cautioned to be very careful and keep his personal protection with him at all times. 6.5.2 Contactees, Charlatans and Frauds, False Contactees 1.1, 11. There have also been many boastful people who pretend to have contact with extraterrestrials and have even claimed to have flown in their ships. They are nothing more than deceivers who sun themselves in dubious glory and profit. Earth humans have whole organizations that endeavor to explain away UFOs. But, above all of this, there were a few sightings that were really authentic. However, there are many photographs that expose nothing more than some lights or appearances of natural origins as well as deliberate falsifications. Very few of these photographs really show extraterrestrial craft. Most photographs are deceitful creations manufactured by deceivers and charlatans whose names become known worldwide by this. Their books and manuscripts are also deceptive for purposes of elevating their reputations and obtaining self-glory. Others dare to connect Pleiadian beam ships with human religions, which the Pleiadians do not want to be associated with in any way or at any time. Called sects do not shrink from this step and deceive their fellow human beings by such beliefs. These infamous and primitive machinations should stop before the whole world is overcome by them. If these deceivers were really in contact with extraterrestrials, and remained so, then they would have offered them the chance to get clear photographic proof of their ships. But since they are not sincere humans, they have not had this opportunity. For evidence of the truthfulness regarding contacts, the Pleiadians have provided Maya with the opportunity to take distinct pictures of one of their beam ships. Later, they will offer him the chance to obtain still better and clearer photographic evidence. Contactees 2.29, 37. Those Earth humans that have declared themselves to be extraterrestrial contactees have surely never stood before a human being or other creature from the cosmos. They are simply deceivers and charlatans. It can be seen that in every case, they want to be contactees, say that they have a mission from God or for the Christian religion. These are evil lies that deprive others of the truth. Although there are many deceivers and charlatans, there are also many who really have had contact with extraterrestrials or still do. Many of them have never had anything more than sightings of extraterrestrial craft from afar and have often photographed them. There are very few who have actually had personal contact. Most of the ones who have, keep silent about their contacts because they fear their fellow human beings. Abductions. Rare abductions by Jai's types and time travelers. There are rare occurrences where people are abducted by extraterrestrials in the Bermuda Triangle and other places on Earth. Most of the abductions are done by the Jai's intelligences, but also by time travelers and entities from this universe. Other ETs abduct Earth humans, seldom returned. There are other extraterrestrials that abduct people, but these cases are relatively rare. Those who are abducted are not normally returned to the Earth. There are exceptions, but those are rare. There are also inhuman races, for which the Earth is a welcomed hunting expedition from where to abduct human beings. Abductions, Pleiadians cannot interfere. Abductions by extraterrestrial beings are not matters that the Pleiadians are allowed to interfere with by forceful means. Whenever possible, they try to contact the abductors in order to prevent their actions. When they do not accept advice on or near the Earth, the Pleiadians will often pursue them far out into space. Unfortunately, they have been only partly successful and people have been abducted. Although the Pleiadians have the ability to forcefully prevent abductions, they must maintain order because every entity must walk its own path for development. They are not allowed to interfere unless one of their own is being abducted. But the exercise of power could lead to an undesired conflict and possibly war. They are not allowed to provoke an incident. Their weapons are only intended for defensive purposes and are not designed for attack. Betty Hill and Barney Hill, a small group of entities from Zeta Reticuli, arrived on Earth in a spacecraft and abducted two Earth humans for the sake of study on September 19, 1961. A married couple by the names of Betty and Barney Hill were taken at night while driving in the mountains of New Hampshire, USA. See section 6 March 2014, with oscillation paralyzers. They caused their vehicle to stop and paralyzed their consciousness. They took the two people into their spacecraft and subjected them to physical and chemical analysis. This analysis involves different methods by which mixtures and compositions can be separated so that the structure and combination of identifiable chemical compositions can be determined. These are finely studied techniques for the analysis of living creatures without injuring them. The techniques are unknown on Earth, but are often used by certain space traveling races. They use these methods only in connection with telepathic hypnosis so that the subjects have no conscious recollection of the event. This resulted in missing time from the memories of the subjects involved. Their memories of the event are buried very deep in the subconscious and can only be recovered by strong hypnotic counter-block breaking techniques. The two people were taken for a total of 127 minutes while different samples of blood, male sperm, hair, saliva, fingernails, and skin were taken. In addition, samples from shoes, clothing, and other things were also taken. Everything was carefully examined and recorded radio, photographically. When finished, the humans were returned to their vehicle, which was released from the paralyzing radiation and they were set free. The hypnosis was dissolved and they drove on with no memory of the incident. Only years later, were they able to solve the riddle of this event through hypnosis. The purpose of this abduction was only intended for exploring the Earth-human form of life and the entities had no ill intentions. Increase in ET ships, abductions, experiment, testing. During this time, and other extraterrestrial races increasingly sending manned, robot, and android ships to Earth in order to perform experiments. This has been going on for many years, but now the activity is being greatly increased. People are being abducted as experimental test subjects. Mayer is cautioned to be on his guard because they could bring harm to him if he should unexpectedly fall into their hands. Chapter 7. Earth. This chapter contains all references in the contact reports which refer to the Earth, its geography, current status, and esoteric history. Age of Earth, 646 billion years. Age of the Earth, from gaseous state. The statements numbered 75 through 100 in contact 45, refer to Sam Jace being astonished by Mayer's ability to judge the age of the Earth to be 640 billion years old when it is actually 646 billion years old. In contact 51, it was revealed that the Earth was formed into a gaseous state 646 billion years ago and then became solid 46 billion years ago. Agata. Mayer met the blue human beings. Tu is surprised when Mayer asks him about Agata and pronounces it properly instead of Aoagatia as is known by humans on Earth. Mayer states that he spent a long time in India as well as the Himalayan mountains and learned from blue human beings there. Agata, subterranean kingdom, Tua says that there is much about Agata that must be kept secret, But he states that the capital of Agartu is a subterranean kingdom near Shingartas and Shampulu inhabited by descendants of extraterrestrials that came to Earth. This is a center of real secrets, which hides a gigantic force within it. It is ruled by a race known as the Ao Sons of the Sunna. There is a tendency that prevails in this race for control over the Earth, just as is the case with Earth TMS religions and secret societies. That is all that could be revealed. Atlantis. Greater, Small, Atlantis, Mu. Atlantis was divided into two governments. Greater, Atlantis was located between the split continents of North and South America as well as between Europe and Africa. Small, Atlantis was located in the Santorinian region. Greater, Atlantis was damaged by war with the inhabitants of Mu, which was located in the Gobi Desert of China before sinking into the sea. Only the subterranean city of Agartu is all that remains of Mu. Small, Atlantis was destroyed about 6,000 years later by the near approach of a huge comet, known as the Destroyer, 3,500 years ago. This also caused Venus to be drawn into this solar system and inflicted great damage to the Earth. The Earth shook and broke into many pieces. Large volcanoes erupted, including Santorin, which exploded and caused different islands to sink below the ocean. The sea began to boil and generated tidal wave 200 meters high, which rolled over the island of Crete and continued until it reached Egypt and Syria. At that time, Crete was known as Minoa and its inhabitants were descendants of the Atlanteans. Many of them escaped annihilation when they went to the Hellenian continent. Minoa remained standing, but the islands of Small, Atlantis disappeared into the sea. Mu had been the capital of a country on land. The inhabitants of the city, as well as the subterranean town of Agartha, had been extraterrestrials from the Lyra system who colonized the Earth. Both cities were governed by a man and a woman before Mu was destroyed. History of Atlantis and Mu. Around 50,000 years ago, the Pleiadian worlds found peace and liberty after a long time of wars and revolutions. A short time before peace began, a scientist by the name of Pelagon elected himself as the leader of about 70,000 human beings. With their help, he took possession of several great spaceships and fled. Pelagon was unanimously acknowledged as their god, which means king in wisdom and leader. During the following millennium, they lived on Earth and originated a highly developed culture. They built many great cities and inhabited all of the continents on Earth. They flourished for 10,000 years at a high level of development. Then, some power-hungry people instigated unrest, which led to deadly wars. Everything was damaged or destroyed and only a few thousand humans survived the immense catastrophe by escaping in spaceships and settling on a strange world. Only a small number of people remained on the destroyed Earth and degenerated completely. About 7,000 years later, the descendants of those who had escaped, returned to the Earth. They found only wild and degenerate beings there. Under the leadership of another god, they built Mu as well as smaller and greater Atlantis. At that time, Mu and greater Atlantis were the two largest cities ever built on Earth. For the sake of peace, they were built on separate continents. A high culture developed and everything began to flourish. For thousands of years, unity and peace ruled until some degenerated scientists tried to take over the top leadership. But the people remembered the wars of their forefathers and revolted against the power-hungry scientists. The scientists took possession of several spaceships and vanished out into space. This occurred a little more than 15,000 years ago. During the next two millenniums, these evil-minded refugees lived in a neighboring solar system. Their descendants were raised to hate and seek revenge in order to bring the Earth back under their control. About 13,000 years ago, their leader was Ihwhius, a scientist of extraordinary bestial mind and overpowering force. There were 200 scientists, who specialized in different fields, who became representatives and sub-leaders. They attacked the Earth and took possession of what is now Florida. From there, they attacked Atlantis and Mu. Wars raged for two millenniums until Greater Atlantis and Mu were completely destroyed and the survivors were taken into servitude. Fortunately, great scientists were able to escape in spaceships and returned to their ancient home worlds in the Pleiades. But on Earth, intrigues soon began between the evil-minded inhabitants of Atlantis and Mu. Azor's islands are of Atlantis. Mu, which was located in the Gobi Desert, made war upon Greater Atlantis, which was located on an island between Africa and America until it sank into the Atlantic Ocean in the greatest earthly war catastrophe. Only a few small islands now exist that are known as the Azores. The scientists of Mu discovered powers that enabled asteroids to be used as destructive cosmic bombs. After Atlantis attacked Mu and leveled it to the ground, an asteroid was guided toward Atlantis. Only a few high governors and scientists were able to take refuge in space before the catastrophe broke upon Atlantis and submerged it into the sea. The Earth was badly shaken and many volcanoes erupted. A gigantic tidal wave, 2,300 meters high, submerged whole countries and destroyed everything in its path. Atlantis submerged within minutes, approximately 11,498 years ago. Atlantis and Mu destroyed? As mentioned previously, Atlantis was destroyed by scientists from Mu, 11,498 years ago. This was the first great catastrophe of the last 12,000 years. Nearly 1,300 years later, another catastrophe followed of cosmic origin. Around 10,215 years ago, a planetoid of immense size crashed into Earth with a horrible force. It divided the waters of the Atlantic exactly where the asteroid had crashed and destroyed Atlantis 1,300 years earlier. Bermuda Triangle. The occurrences in the Bermuda Triangle do not originate with extraterrestrials. Certain things exist in the Bermuda Triangle that belongs to extraterrestrial races, but this does not have anything to do with the disappearances of ships and aircraft. The theories of Satan, like forces and other creatures being involved, are only fantasies from religious fanatics in an attempt to explain what is occurring there. The events in the Bermuda Triangle can be traced back to very natural things. This area is very suited for high seas piracy, which occurs repeatedly. In addition, natural dangers also exist there, which have caused ships to be wrecked or sunk along with everyone on board, never to be found again. Bermuda Triangle, dimension doors. There are three different places on Earth where natural dimensional doors periodically exist. These doors are natural occurring dangers that are caused cosmically by time, streams. The doors cause many events to occur because they interfere with the normal time on Earth. The whole sea and ground in this area is in continuous movement, which rises and sinks timelessly. Often, within only a few hours, huge sub-oceanic mountains and plateaus are pushed upwards and change the surface of the planet. Many times, ships have run full speed into the upward, pushed landmasses. This landmass was once the great continent of Atlantis. The dimensional doorway also played an important part in its destruction. The dimensional door represents a natural cosmic appearance, which is a barrier between normal time on Earth and another dimension. The other dimension in this case, is a parallel world to Earth with differences in landscape. The door is evoked by a cosmic elimination, transmutation, radiation, which appears periodically. This originates from several large stars in the universe, which are unknown on Earth. They radiate their beams, which meet 720 light years from Earth and bundle together. These highly concentrated radiations hit the Earth in three places only when it is exactly in focus with the radiations and the dimensional barrier are created. The radiations cause an elimination of normal earthly time by changing it into timelessness. This alteration exists far outside of the center, which is in the other dimension with another world in another time. This causes an effect similar to hurricanes where the center is calm and the surrounding area is a whirl of change from normal time into the other dimension. Normal weather conditions prevail outside of the storm of an alternating zone where the light strata becomes alternated. The first indications of this is a calm wind. very sultry warmth, and deep silence. This appears the same as the beginning of a new galaxy. The laws of macro, cosmos and micro, cosmos are exactly the same and only differ in size. The processes remain relatively the same, but the forces correspond basically in different ways. At the dimensional door, the forces are pure cosmic energies with radiations of a special sort. The effect of the whirl or spiral remains the same even though the appearance may be different. The Passover zone can be compared to the passage of time between two world, time, ages and into another time, dimension, and world. When an aircraft flies through the Passover zone into the dimensional door, those in the airplane see a world with a strange landscape that they have never seen before. If their aircraft does not have the necessary technology, then they become prisoners of the strange dimension and they are never able to return to their previous world. This is how airplanes disappear in the Bermuda Triangle, never to be seen again. Ships have also disappeared in this way because the radiations and the power of the elimination transformation reaches deep below the ocean surface. The occurrences in the Bermuda Triangle are less secretive than those occurring at the other two dimensional doors. They are known worldwide because of certain dark elements. There are sea traveling pirates who take possession of ships and kill everyone on board. The events in the Bermuda Triangle have also been associated with stories of extraterrestrial abductions and satanic intrigues. There are deep sea extraterrestrial bases in the Bermuda Triangle that are inhabited by the distant descendants of Atlantis. But, they are absolutely peaceful and do not pose a threat to humanity on Earth. Their spacecraft are also seaworthy and are able to dive to great depths. These ships have been seen surfacing and disappearing into space. Ufology groups have worked with religious forces to create stories of good and evil for their followers. Bermuda Triangle, several worlds. There are several worlds and several dimensions in the Bermuda Triangle. One of these dimensions has a parallel world to this world with only little differences. Another dimension is very remarkable because it has three nearly similar planets in one line within it. One of the planets is of the Earth in the dimension and sphere of time with wild flying dinosaurs. The atmosphere is not breathable and a spacesuit or other protective dress is required there. This dimensional door changes its intensity to allow for worlds in prehistoric, current, and a future time with a thick white vapor envelope that surrounds the globe. Bermuda Triangle, Dimension Portal. The dimensional door in the Bermuda Triangle cannot be seen with the eyes alone, but it is possible to make the radiation visible with the viewing screens and windows on board the Pleasuran craft. At the present time, only two courses of radiation are visible on one side of the Earth while the third course is on the other side of the planet. In addition to the trails of radiation, there are also spheres of energy of different types and strengths that circle the Earth at different distances and intervals. They are very important for the maintenance of life on Earth. Bermuda Triangle, Dimension Passage. Sam Jace takes Maya to the Bermuda Islands in her beamed ship so that he can experience what it is like for pilots and crews of ships when they pass into the dimension of the three Earths. It is a passage into another dimension that does not normally exist. Another dimension is of the Earth far into the future, from where its inhabitants sometimes penetrate into Earth at EMS current time. As they pass into the dimensional doorway, Maya is amazed to discover that nothing can be seen that would indicate a radiation or anything else. He is able to see his own world and before him. He sees something strange, wild, and native. They are at the separation point of the world so that both dimensions can be seen at the same time. They enter the dimension of ancient Earth. Maya thinks this is fantastic and is surprised to see Taha TMS Great Spacer above this ancient world. Sam Jace talks to her father over a communication device and then her and Maya explore the ancient Earth in her beamed ship for about 2 hours so that Maya can take pictures of dinosaurs and the landscape. See section 4.4.2 for more information. Dimension Door near Madagascar. Easter Island. Giants of Easter Island. The events of the past at Easter Island and the country of Diwinakau are connected. These two places are more than 5,000 kilometers apart, but have a direct connection between them. These areas were colonized by immigrating hordes of deserters from the Liren system 13,000 years ago until only 2,548 years ago. They had a gigantic body structure that measured nearly 11 meters tall. They were led by a Semi, Ishwish by the name of Viruka Koga. He was very old and greedy for government. With his position and cruel leadership, he conquered the highlands of Diwinakau and Easter Island. After this victory, he settled with a small bodyguard of Cherubim on a small island before Easter Island, which is known today as Motunui or similar. The Cherubim were part animal and part human that appeared bird-like. Mo means bird in their ancient language, so the island was called Mo Isle or the Island of Bird Humans. The inhabitants of Diwinakau and Easter Island were procreations of immigrated extraterrestrial entities of earlier epochs of time. The giant race educated the humans with great knowledge and taught them to operate their machines. They were even taught about stonemasonry and the giants were celebrated as gods. With the help of the giants and their machinery, the ancient inhabitants created the tall head formations from lava stones and erected them all over the island. They also created egg-shaped stones because the spacecraft of the giants had this form. Similar events happened in Pisco, Nazca, and Sacsayhuaman because the giants had settled there as well. After several millenniums, the giants were suddenly stricken by an epidemic, which took the lives of many of them. They suddenly departed the Earth in their spaceships and vanished into the cosmos without a trace. Easter Island heads. The escaping giants left a desperate nation at Easter Island because they were suddenly deprived of technology, which their giant gods had taken with them. Also left behind were some hundreds of incomplete statues of heads in the lava walls of volcanic craters, which were never to be completed. In their despair, the islanders tried to get back the gods who had fled, by attempting to complete the unfinished stone heads with primitive stone tools. These attempts failed and were given up in a few years. The Pledgerans have been unable to determine why the islanders thought they could bring back their giant gods by improving the stone heads. After some years, the islanders put up shiny red hats in an attempt to calm the giants who had fled and bring them back. They created large hats from a mixture of red earth, sand, and small stones on the heads of numerous existing giant heads. The purpose behind this is another mystery to the Pledgerans. But, their calculations reveal the probability that the hats were reproductions of the helmet-like formations worn by the giants. Last sign of giants was in Andromeda. Many matters about the giants and their activities on Earth are also a mystery to the Pledgerans. The only known sign of the existence of the giants came from a solar system in the Andromeda constellation. There came news of a colonized world, Earth, and an expedition by a human race from Andromeda that were 180 centimeters tall. They brought a message of the giants to Diwinakau and lived there for 20 years and 7 months, 2,568 years ago. During their stay on Earth, they built a high culture and constructed electrical energy centers with underground cables protected by half-tube channels. Like the giants, the Andromedians were unable to accommodate themselves to the earthly conditions of climate and atmosphere. They were befallen by the same mysterious epidemic, which caused them to escape in panic. They are presumed to be dead. The remaining stone formations that were erected by the giants clearly show faces with sharp, small, lipped, and squeezed together mouth parts, unusually low forms of a forehead, and extremely deep, set eyes. They also depict unusually sharp, straight, and long noses. These are traits of wicked giants, but not all giant races were like them. Hyperborea, Mount Shasta, Hyperborean ETs. Mount Shasta is a volcano mountain in a still unexplored region of California in North America. The mountains have many cliffs that are difficult to climb. Inside the mountain, there exists a town of descendants of extraterrestrials. They are often visited by their brothers from the universe, They are a very majestic race, which is peaceful and good, but also fearfully careful of not being discovered by earthly humans. The entrance to their subterranean town is well hidden below the eastern top of the mountain, and it is impossible for earthly humans to find it. However, when earth human beings come near them, they are paralyzed by their radiation weapons, which they usually carry hidden on themselves.